and amen. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son,
have a seat. Well, we are going to delve into another book. We finished 2 Peter last week, and we're going to be in the book of Malachi. So if you have your Bibles, start flipping through. It's in that part of the Bible you don't go very often. You know, it's in that old part of your Bible. Here's a hint, it's the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. And the reason I chose that, if you remember, if you've been here over the last few weeks, Peter, towards the end of 2 Peter, was talking a lot about the prophecies of old, and you got to keep in mind the prophecies of old. So I thought it might be a good idea to look at some of the prophecies of old. So that's why we're looking at the book of Malachi. So we'll begin at Malachi 1. Now, you notice the title of the sermon is Unrequited Love. Unrequited love. Sounds very Shakespearean and romantic, doesn't it? Unrequited love is a love imbalance in which you may love someone with all of your heart, but you don't receive those feelings in return. In other words, unrequited love is love that isn't reciprocated. And probably most, if not all of us, have experienced this at some point in their lives. For example, you might love someone deeply, but this person simply doesn't love you back. This person might know exactly how you feel, but doesn't feel the same way about you. We will see that God looked down at the Israel of Malachi's day, and to some extent the church today, as being sort of callous and unresponsive to His abounding love. So we're going to be delving into that. See, just a little history, right? We won't do this every week, but you need a little bit of history and a background. See, in Malachi's time, it's 1,000 years after Abraham's era. The Israelites had the advantage and hindsight of history on their side. You know, by the time of Malachi, they look at all the blessings that God has showered on the Hebrews. They had known the blessings of faithfulness, and they had known the punishments associated with judgment, even to the point of being uprooted from their land. See, there used to be one great kingdom called Israel. It was David's kingdom, and then it was Solomon's kingdom. And then they became so unresponsive to God that God took away the northern kingdom, 10 tribes, to the Assyrians, and they never came back. So that left the southern kingdom, just a couple of tribes. They hung around for about another 150 years or so, but even they became unresponsive to God's love. So God had the Babylonians come in and take them away. But now, in Malachi's time, they're back in the land. In fact, they've been back in the land at this point in the story quite a ways. They had known all these blessings, and they had seen the punishments associated with not being obedient, and yet here they were. They are going to need God's intervention to show them or to bring them up short and get them back on track. So as we delve into the scriptures themselves, let's do as we should always do when we come to the Lord, and that is pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us enough. We thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to give us your word and to give it to us in a way in which we can relate. Father, we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds, that we would understand and know the overabounding love that you have given us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think what's going on is the battery here is going. So I'm going to ask Victor to top right-hand drawer of my desk.
I don't know about you, but that was distracting for me, the sound cutting in and out. So the good news is your pastor has a volume control that's built in. So this is working, and this is working. So we'll see what happens here. Let's go to the book, Malachi chapter 1. So just a little more history. You heard of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, and they, through their prophecy and their counseling, that encouraged the people to return to the land. The temple had been sort of rebuilt by about 516 BC, but the people were disappointed. They thought when they got back to the land and rebuilt the temple, then God would pour out the blessings again. And it really wasn't like that. They were still dealing with enemies all around. They were still dealing with people that were trying to stop them from regaining the glory that God had given them up at that point. And so they got discouraged. So along comes Malachi, and if you notice in the very first verse, this says, the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. So the first thing you need to know is like the Isaiah in his book, literally what you are reading is God talking. So this isn't Malachi talking to the Israelites. This is God talking to the Israelites through Malachi. And it's a little bit of a weird distinction, but you have, in Scripture, you have prophecy, and then occasionally you see this word, an oracle. Now, a prophecy, we kind of know what that one is. It's the prophet is coming along, and he's giving the word of God. And generally, most often, the prophecy is about things that are going to come to pass. Most of the time, the prophecies are good things. Not always, but whenever you see an oracle is kind of the same thing. But when you see an oracle of the Lord is almost universally bad news. An oracle of the Lord says, God's got something to tell you, and you're not going to want to hear it. However, it is what it is. So the oracle of the word of the Lord, so please keep in your mind over the next few weeks that what we are reading here in the text is God talking to Israel. Look at that. It's a miracle. Yay. I was coming back, and this is a side note, I was coming back on a plane trip from Dallas one time, and it was a horrible flight and storms and bouncing and all that stuff, and finally we made it to Long Beach Airport. And the pilot comes on the radio and he says, ladies and gentlemen, once again, science and technology have overcome fear and superstition, and we have arrived at our destination. So once again, we have overcome fear and superstition and found some batteries. Let's continue. Malachi, then, is giving a word to the Israelites. Now, I hope you get the picture. They're back in the land. They've actually been in exile in Babylon